We're in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sif Lamed, and we'll be doing from Lamed through Lamed Aleph. Movi Shetzido Echad Oroch Vechad Kotzer. You have a Movi where the wall on one side actually goes further than the wall on the other side. Afilu Ein Tzad Oroch Odef Ala Kotzer Dalar Ames. Even though you don't have a 4 amr difference between the two, Eino Maniach HaKorah Ela Keneged HaKotzer. You can only put the Korah Keneged the Kotzer. That means you put it at the edge of the shorter one and in the middle of the longer one, meaning where the longer one still continues. Avalim Yirtze Yase Shem Tzuris Pesach Balach. So if you really want to include the entire Mavui up until the end of the longer wall on one side until the shorter one on the other one, you can make a Tzuris HaPesach from the shorter to the longer. The Toch HaMavui. What if you're just putting the Korah in the middle of the Mavui to be Matir from there on? You cannot put it balachsin where one ends and the other one doesn't, because that does not make a hecker. That's abnormal. But in the middle of the mavi, you can put it any way you want to. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out something very important. He says that let's say you have one of these cases where one wall is longer than the other wall. So what are we saying? That you have to put the lechi in the shorter one. This is talking about a din of a mavui where all you need is one lechi. Let's say you're dealing with a chatzer. A chatzer needs two lechayayim. Where are you going to put the two lechayayim? So one could easily have said that you put one lechi and one end, the other one at the other one, and it's almost like a tzuras ha-pesach. It'll go from one to the other. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. Let's go back to our case of a mavui where you have one lechi. Why can't we say that you put it at the longer one and the lechi will create a wall that goes sideways? The answer is that a lechi only goes straight. Therefore, if you put it in the shorter one, there's a wall on the other side. But if you put it on the longer one, there's nothing at the other side, so your lechi didn't do anything. The lechi has to create an imaginary wall that ends at the wall on the other side. In the case where you have two lechayayim, so there the Mishnah Berurah says that in two lechayayim, they must always be ze keneged ze. If they're not ze keneged ze, then the halachi is if you put one at one edge and there's no lechi at the other side of it, and there's no wall at the other side of it, that lechi doesn't count altogether. If that lechi doesn't count altogether, you only have one lechi. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that when you're dealing with a chatzer, you have to see to it that the two lechayayim are always perfectly ze keneged ze. Now, altogether, I'm using the word perfectly. The Bir Halacha says that the only time we call it a lachson and we passel it is if there's a noticeable slant. Whereas if you have to go ahead and measure it to realize that it's a slant, that's not called a lachson. The whole idea of a lachson is the fact that a korah that's a lachson is not normal, that and therefore it would not count as a heker. Not so where you got to go measure it to know that it's on a slant. Now, this halacha that in the middle of the mavui you can put the korah on the slant, the taz is machadish that's only if it is less than 4 amis. If it's more than 4 amis, then the taz asers more than. But that means that the slant should not be 4 amis away. Whereas the Bir Halacha wants to say that it depends like this. As far as 4 amis, yeah, we have the taz and there's makom lahachmir for it. If it's not 4 amis, then it's all right. But he says, what happens if you put it balachson from one side of the mavui to somewhere later on the other side of the mavui? The mavui itself is exactly 10 amis wide. If you put it on a slant, that means that your korah is now working for a distance of more than 10 amis. Now, more than 10 amis, generally it doesn't work. So he says that if it's within 3 amis, If one side is only like within 3 amas away of the other one, we're not talking about the distance between the walls, we're talking about how far away in the length it is. If it's only 3 amas, then the halachi is the fact that my korah is more than 10 amas wide doesn't make a difference as long as the mavi isn't more than 10 amas wide. Whereas if it's more than 3 amas and that diagonal comes out to be more than yud amas, then there you would have to be machmir. Further, Sif Lamed Aleph, Hemid Lechi Bem Tzahamavui. Let's say you went and you made a lechi in the middle of the mavi, so it works, but you can only carry in that half. Im yesh chotzer me'alechi v'lachutz, v'osu gam achitzonim lechi l'rosh hamavui, Osrim Elu Alelu. The halacha is like this. If you have a mavri that is shared by a lot of people, they have to make a shituf mavolis. They have to make a shituf. What happens if only half of this mavri is going to be used? You made a lechi in the middle of it. So the people that live in that half have to be mishtatif on their own. What happens if they did that, and then the people who live on the outer part went ahead and made their own lechi? So they're being mishtatif. You cannot split a mavri in half. Everyone has to be mishtatif. So if half of it is usur betultul, they don't count. But if you're allowed to be metaltal in all of it, even though it's, you're allowed to be metaltal in all of it, even though you split it up into two chalakim, this one has this lechi, this one has this lechi, if they do not make a shituf together, then one side will asr on the other side. So these are halachas ve'eruvi chatzeres and shitufim mevolos, it really belongs a little later. Osrim al elu al elu, ad shiarvu yachad, they all have to make one big erev together, you cannot split a mavui. But let's say you cannot carry at the other half of it. So the halachi is, what happens if in the middle of it they either made shnei pasin or a pas dalid? These are things that are matir in a chotzer. Im eino roch of yosem yud. Osha also tzuras haPesach, even if it's roch of Yosem Yud. Afilu im yesh chotzer me'atikin v'lachutz v'also gam achitzonim tikin l'rosh ha'mavui, kol echad yochel la'aravi imuter b'chelko. The chiddush of this halach is as follows. We said that one mavui, they all have to be mishtatev together, unless half of it is aser betiltul. But if we're going to be matir the entire mavui betiltul, they all have to make one big shituf. What happens, that's only if you use the lechi. What happens if you use two pasim of a mashu, a pas dalid, or a tzuras haPesach? That actually divides the mavui in half, and each side can make their own shituf and mavolis. They do not have to have one big shituf for everybody. And the Mishnah Berurah says that what happens if the people on the inside have drisus regal on the people of the outside, which means they don't have an entrance to the mavi on their own, they must walk through the outer one. So he says there they cannot split up. There the halachas, they aser one on the other. Anyway, these are halachas of Eruv Chatzeres that we'll be seeing then. The next thing he says is what happens if you have a city that is surrounded by a wall and then one of the doors broke off. You have a pirtz over there. So the halachi is that you have to make an erev for the entire city. You cannot make a half an erev around a city that is surrounded by a wall.